Welcome to the weekly podcast, Stand Strong. I'm Paul White.
And I'm Noah Dieselkamp. Together, we look to God's Word to find energy and encouragement to fuel our faith.
When our trust in Jesus is firm, we'll be amazed what God can do and accomplish in our lives. So let's turn to the wisdom in God's Word, a true and trusted source that is going to help us stand strong. Let's dig in.
Well, good morning and welcome to season two of the Stand Strong podcast. I tell you what, Paul, I am excited about this season. I think that we're going to be having a really good, productive time in God's Word. And I'm really excited about our theme for this season. Our theme this season is Together as One. And you and I have gotten to talk about this a good bit offline, you know, outside of the podcast, as to why we're going the direction we're going and why we've chosen to do this. And I think it's important for us to recognize and understand the why moving forward. So help us flesh that out a little bit as we get started in this kind of preview episode of season two. Why have we chosen this direction for the podcast?
Well, yes, no, absolutely. You know, the Together as One is a great theme. It suggests people being in agreement. It suggests a group pulling in the same direction for a common purpose. But ideally, since we've just come off the heels of a discussion about getting to know God better, making everything about God, His nature, His attributes, I think one of the reasons that churches, people have divided over such frivolous and foolish reasons is maybe we have, or they united over such trivial reasons. I think about a passage, you know, early on in Deuteronomy, it's chapter 6, about verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then there's that discussion about we're to love Him with all our heart, soul, strength, and might. A lot of good things in Deuteronomy 6, but it was a start with the Jews having an understanding and appreciation for who the one true God is.
Yeah.
And when you talk about God and you unite over the things that have to do with deity, who He is, He becomes our reference point. Then I think naturally unity, being an outgrowth of that, should produce in God's people a kind of heart, a kind of mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, an attitude or disposition where we're looking to get along and work together rather than a way to divide and become a source of discord in a world that's looking to see Christ.
Yeah, it's easy to divide. It's much harder to find unity, but it's almost impossible to find unity, as you were just talking about, if we're working from the wrong foundation. I mean, it makes me think about in season one, one of the things we talked about, I believe it was in the episode about God's love, that the first and greatest commandment Jesus taught was, "You shall love the Lord your God." And the second is like it, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And how he describes it is the whole law hangs on these two things. If we take away the common denominator of a love for God and a desire to serve Him, well, unity is going to be nigh unto impossible to achieve. And so that's a really important thing for us to grasp moving forward.
You said nigh unto impossible. Wow, I don't think I've ever heard someone in their 20s say nigh unto. Way to go, Noah. But you're absolutely correct. You know, we're going to have discussion points throughout this season. It's going to come back very early on to why we even want to move in this direction. I mean, when you talk about unity, I know a lot of different ideas about what real true unity looks like and how to achieve it. We're going to discuss that and dig into that. But why even start? Why even make unity a priority?
Unity is the context, the culture in which God wants His church to grow. And I would say it's the only context in which it will grow. So if we're wanting to serve God, if we're wanting to further His kingdom, if we're wanting to bring Him glory, which should ultimately be our desire, then we have to talk about unity. Because I'm sorry, you were about to talk.
No, I was going to give you an amen, so keep on going.
We weren't meant to glorify God just by ourselves. I mean, we are all individually called to glorify God, but we are called to do that together as one. And that is our theme for this season of Stand Strong.
You know, I say to people, anything that was on the heart of Jesus ought to be on the heart of God's people,
Absolutely.
Disciples of Jesus. And anything that Jesus prayed about, especially the timing of his petition, was prior to his death, which is John 17. You know I'm going there.
Oh, yes.
When you read about what Jesus prayed about in John 17, beginning of verse 20, Jesus says, "My prayer is not for the apostles alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us." And here's the point: so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I mean, Jesus was praying for unity, but he explains why that was on his heart and why that was his prayer to his Father. So anything that was on the heart of Jesus ought to be on the heart of every disciple or follower of Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jesus points in that prayer, he points to the pattern that we have in God. The unity that Jesus shared with the Father and the Holy Spirit is the pattern by which he says Christians, his people, are to be united as well, just as we are one, he says. And that's really important for us to recognize moving forward. We've got a pattern to work from.
It's just not our pattern.
Right.
It's the Lord's and he's given to us. So we want to dig into that. We want to see what he says about it. And then again, talking about God and getting closer to God and getting to know him better, we want to see what he has revealed about his heart and about the unity in the Godhead, three distinct persons, but united in aim, purpose, and direction. We want to be that kind of people.
So looking forward at this season, I think it's important to, I'm going to talk to those who are listening. I think it's important for you listening to know kind of the direction that we're headed right here at the beginning. And so these first couple of episodes, Paul, you and I are going to be discussing the idea of bridges, the idea that there's distance, there are gaps between God's people for a variety of reasons. And I'll tell you right now, those who are listening, the first thing we want to talk about in the episode that's coming up next week is to just talk about the idea that disciples are people who build bridges. We don't look at those gaps and just shrug our shoulders and go, okay, well, I guess that's just the way that it is. We try to close that distance. We try to find a point of commonality so that we can serve God and glorify him together. And that really is the plan for the first episode, is to talk about our responsibility and our desire to build bridges with one another, to let one another into our lives, to share not just in worship, but in our very lives, walking day by day in the footsteps of Christ, sharing that together.
Yeah, the pursue passages, Noah, that we'll go through. One of those, clearly, it's Romans 14 and verse 19. Pursue the things that make for peace and the building up of one another. That has to do with disciples building bridges and the building up of people, that pursuit that we are to have. But I have said this about that passage, and we'll talk more about it, Lord willing, next week. We must never become a people, though, who agree more and more because we believe less and less.
Yes.
So that this idea of building bridges and trying to connect the gaps, we can look at the same information and process it differently. Now, some people are going to hear in that, well, so he's saying it doesn't matter what we believe. Quite to the contrary. So please stay with us in this journey in season two. But we can look at the same information and process it differently. You know, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, you've got the Beatitudes, and I think at last count there was 9 of them in the Beatitudes. A friend of mine suggested this, there ought to be a 10th Beatitude. And so he got my attention. I said, okay, give it to me. What would the 10th beatitude be? He said it would be, blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. And so that's a humorous way to try to get people to understand what we're going to be talking about is very serious. Because when you're talking about together as one and united God's people, we need to stand strong and stand firm in relationship to the one true God.
Yes.
And what he's revealed to us about his intention and his purpose that connects to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. So come join us next week for our first full-length episode of the season. We'll be talking about disciples who build bridges, and we're going to be talking about all the ways that we can stand strong together. Thanks for joining us in God's Word today. We hope you'll continue to join us each week as we consider how to deepen our faith in God.
Here's some good news today and even this week. With God as our foundation, we know that we can stand strong.